A sketchbook? Surely he wouldn't object to this. She slid out the sketch pad and began to riffle through it. The earliest sketches dated back 3 years, and as she progressed, Dimple felt like she was holding a guidebook to Rishi's talent, of the time and effort he'd put into carefully and lovingly honing his craft. His characters became more lifelike, more real. Although he sketched a variety of things and people, buildings, his house, what looked like students in a posh school cafeteria, he kept coming back to Aditya. As time progressed, Aditya became more and more fleshed out, more substantial. His expressions changed, became more fluid and dynamic, more complex. In the most recent ones, Aditya had begun to fall in love with a girl with wild, curly black hair. They were dated before Dimple and Rishi had even met. Kismet? There were fewer sketches as Dimple moved through the sketchbook, and she felt a pang. His art was disappearing. No one was telling him how good he was, how much he needed to keep going. And so he was letting it die. She saw the pain in the pages. When he did come back, he drew detailed scenes, every leaf on every tree vivid and trembling with life. Aditya looked reproachful in these later sketches, his eyes beckoning the artist to stay with him for just a while longer, to not forget, to not relegate him to these empty pages. Dimple felt an actual lump in her throat. This was wrong. She couldn't, in good conscience, just stand by and watch Rishi's talent wither away like some poor plant in a dark basement. Before she could talk herself out of it, Dimple pulled out her phone and began to take pictures of Rishi's latest sketches, focusing on Aditya. She was about 6 pictures in when she heard Rishi's and Ashish's voices in the hallway raised in argument. Heart hammering, Dimple slid the sketch pad back into Rishi's messenger bag, crossed the room and sat back down at the laptop. She slid the phone back into her pocket and took a deep breath, trying to rearrange her facial features into a not guilty of snooping or any other illicit activity expression. She shouldn't have bothered. When the guys burst in, they were in such a heated argument, they didn't even look at her. "You're such a brown noser," Ashish said, thrusting his hands through his hair as he walked in, leaving it sticking up in every direction. "Did you seriously have to call them the minute I left the room? Tell me, was it like a physical impulse, goody-goody syndrome manifesting itself?" "Brown noser? Really?" Rishi thundered, his eyes flashing with a temper Dimple hadn't seen yet. "You can call me names all you want, Ashish, but our parents had no idea where you were. Do you know how worried Ma is about you? Does it ever even occur to you to think about anyone besides yourself?" Oh, God. She seriously should have just gone to her room. Dimple had a sinking feeling they had no idea she was there, and that she was witnessing a very, very private fight. She would leave now, but the two of them were right in the middle of the room, blocking access to the door. Should she clear her throat so they knew she was here? Should she get up and leave anyway, just push right through them? Dimple decided on the clear-my-throat strategy. But the sound was swallowed by Ashish's bitter laughter. "Oh, yeah, I'm so selfish for wanting to live my life, for wanting to have a modicum of space without my parents breathing down my frickin' neck all the time. So sorry, bhaiya, but not all of us can be self-sacrificing, dutiful sons who belong in one of Ma's cheesy Ramayan sagas." "Have some respect," Rishi roared. "Ma and Papa are our parents. You can't talk about them like that."
"Says who?"
Ashish said. And immediately Dimple could see them as elementary school kids, having a very similar fight about whose turn it was to pick the cartoon they were going to watch.
"This might come as a surprise to you, but you can't control what I do. This might come as a surprise to you, but I don't want to."
In the lethal silence that followed, both brothers glaring at each other, Dimple's phone blared to life. Crap. she scrabbled in her pocket, aware that both Rishi and Ashish were now watching her, their faces slightly slack, like they'd completely forgotten her existence, which they probably had. "Sorry," Dimple smiled sheepishly. "It's my roommate." She pressed answer. "Hello?"
"Hey. I realized we never actually set up a time for when we were gonna do dinner. Or, like, even figured out where we were gonna go get said dinner. You said the dining hall before, right? Is that still the plan?"
Dimple could hear Transviolet playing in the background, which meant Celia was probably moping about Evan, even though she wouldn't admit it. She sighed and mouthed a sorry at the guys. Rishi gave her a tense smile, but Ashish just sprawled out on the bed with his own phone.
Yeah, I'm not sure. What about seven-ish?
If you want, you can just come up to Rishi's room. That's where I am right now, 406. Dimple could almost see Celia perking up.
Oh, you're in his room? I didn't know you were gonna do that.
She giggled, obviously cheered at the thought.
That's so cool. Are you guys doing it? Like, right now, where you in the middle of...
Dimple felt her cheeks heat. She couldn't even look at Rishi.
No!
But I really need to go. We need to practice for the talent show, you know?
Speaking of which, Dimple still wasn't sure what Celia was going to do.
When they talked last night, she said she hadn't decided, and she hadn't really seemed interested in talking to Dimple about it. As far as Dimple knew, she and the Aberzombies weren't even on speaking terms.
But come up at 7. Okay, gotta go. Bye.
She hung up, feeling vaguely guilty. Celia was probably just lonely. But Dimple had the awkwardness of Ashish and Rishi to deal with.
Sorry, she said to them again, gesturing at the phone.
My roommate. She just wanted to know what our dinner plans were.
Cool. Ashish said, barely looking up from his phone. His thumbs were flying over the keyboard.
Rishi glared at him.
You need to go back home. I'll give you a ride.
Ashish paused in his texting madness and looked up, thick eyebrows disappearing into his hairline.
Are you serious? Like, right now?
Rishi spread out his arms. Dimple had the sneaking suspicion that if he were the violent type, he'd wrap his hands around Ashish's neck instead.
Yeah, I'm serious. Did you not hear me before? Ma and Papa are worried sick about you. You can't just walk out on them and think I'll cover for you. I'm not asking you to cover for me. I was gonna call them later.
Later?
They could have been calling the police for all you know, but you were going to...
Rishi broke off and rubbed his jaw.
I can't even...
He looked at Dimple like, can you believe this BS? She managed a weak smile.
Well, I'm not leaving.
Ashish tossed his phone down. And unless you think you can carry me to your car?
He shrugged.
Rishi lunged forward, and Ashish held up his arms defensively. Not this again. Dimple stood.
That's enough,
she said, more sharply than she'd been intending. Chapter 41. Dimple. Both brothers froze and looked at her, surprised.
Look, I know you guys hate each other right now.
Dimple shoved her hands into her back pockets because they were shaking. This was so not her place.
But she just couldn't take the bickering anymore. And if she wasn't going to be able to leave... She was going to take control of this weird situation.
But it's obvious to me that we're at an impasse. We're not going to solve anything by, like, fighting and...
She gestured at them.
Whatever you guys were about to do.
She took a deep breath.
So what I propose is this.
Dimple looked at Rishi.
We can go to dinner around 7, which is in 90 minutes. Let's get a practice session in, really hone our moves. Ashish can give us his feedback if he wants. And then after dinner, you guys can have another calmer conversation about the plan for Ashish.
Really? You'd like my advice?
Ashish grinned triumphantly and looked at Rishi, who rolled his eyes and shook his head.
Whatever, Rishi said. She's just saying that to be nice. And fine. Since you're being totally juvenile right now, I guess we're gonna have to do that.
He glared at Ashish, who was still grinning.
I'm really not just saying that to be nice, Dimple said, relieved that they both seemed on board. We need a lot of help, in case you hadn't noticed, Rishi. The talent show's not that far away.
Ashish sat on Rishi's bed and spread out his legs. So how much longer do you guys have left in this program, anyway?
Dimple felt something hot in her throat and blinked fast.
Just over 3 weeks.
She saw Rishi shift in her peripheral vision, but he didn't say anything. Maybe at the end they'd just leave. Go their separate ways. She'd made it pretty clear she didn't want anything too serious, right? So why would he want to do anything but that?
She should be fine with it. It was for the best.
Dimple turned to Ashish, trying to push the swirling thoughts out.
Just tell us what you think. Where can we improve? What looks too awkward?
He nodded and held up his phone.
I can even video you guys if you want. Seeing yourself can really help. That's what I do for my games.
Great, Dimple smiled.
She wasn't thrilled about the idea of watching herself, but whatever. She needed the prize money.
Let's do this.
30 minutes later, when Dimple and Rishi had fallen on the floor in a big pile yet again, Ashish hit a button on his phone to pause the recording.
Can I give you guys some advice?
Yes, please, Dimple said from under Rishi.
He rolled off her and helped her up. She rubbed her arm. She'd banged it against his chin, which turned out to be surprisingly pointy and weapon-like.
Okay, look.
He turned his phone so they could all three see it and cued the video to the part where Dimple had her 3-second solo. They all watched her thrust her hips this way and that, her arms waving through the air. Dimple flushed. Ashish paused the video and looked expectantly from Dimple to Rishi and back again.
What?
Rishi asked, frowning.
It's pretty clear to me,
Ashish said, looking at them like they were idiots,
that Dimple is the real talent here. This isn't working because Bhaiya, Rishi, has the majority part. We need a song where Dimple gets to do most of the stuff.
No,
Dimple countered, right as Rishi said, Oh my gods, you're right. They looked at each other. Dimple sharpened her look into a glare.
I'm not dancing on that stage by myself.
Rishi put a hand on her arm. It was hot and sweaty.
You don't have to. We'll just get a song where I get a really tiny part instead.
That's still people looking at me for most of it.
Dimple felt the beginning of stress hives breaking out on her face just from the thought of it.
I can't do that. I can't. I can't.
She looked helplessly from Rishi to Ashish. Ashish looked thoughtful for a moment, and then he smiled.
That's okay. I have an idea.
Rishi. Rishi watched his brother choreograph the new dance, getting 360-degree video shots of Dimple and Rishi dancing. Ashish even kept the video running when they had stopped dancing to talk about the steps to capture this crazy experience, as he put it. When Dimple wasn't sure she could do something, Ashish took on the role of coach, bolstering her confidence by joking with her, without even letting on that that's what he was doing, until Dimple agreed without knowing she'd agreed, and all Rishi could think was, wow. He hadn't seen his little brother this engaged in something that had nothing to do with basketball in years. He'd never seen Ashish so pumped about something that would net him nothing. He was acting selfless. The thought caught Rishi so off guard that he stumbled, and Dimple, who'd been about to twirl into his arms, went twirling off into the room without him. Oops, sorry, he said, smiling in what he hoped was a winning way when she stopped and glared at him. Maybe it's time to take a break anyway, she said, the annoyance in her eyes dimming. That was something he'd been noticing more, that he was able to soften her, to rub out those hard edges of hers when he smiled. The thought made him deliriously happy, mostly because he hadn't thought it possible for Dimple's hard edges to be softened at all, let alone that he'd be the one to accomplish it. Ashish paused the video. Great! This is good stuff. We can go over it more later, but I think you guys are really close to having a finished dance on your hands. You just need to practice it a couple of times and you'll be set. Dimple took a deep breath.
Thank you.
She reached out and patted Ashish's arm, somewhat stiffly. She was definitely not big on physical affection, so Rishi knew how much she must really mean it. He wondered if he should feel a stab of jealousy. Dimple bonding so well with his muscled, much cooler younger brother. But all he felt was this warm, almost gooey feeling in his chest, like his heart was wrapped in microwaved Nutella. Dimple checked her watch.
Okay, it's 20 till, so I'm going to run down to my floor and take a quick shower before dinner. I can meet you both downstairs in the lobby.
Wait.
Rishi reached out and wrapped his arms around her waist. He kissed her soft and slow, and then smiled, his forehead against hers. Okay, now you can go. Grinning, Dimple floated off. When she was gone, Rishi turned to Ashish, who was rolling his eyes at their public display. We still need to talk about Ma and Papa. Ashish's face closed off, and Rishi hurried to add, But thanks for helping us. That's really nice of you. Ashish shrugged, that old defensive wall coming back up. Rishi tried to ignore the heavy stone of disappointment weighing him down.
Yeah, Dimple's cool, so you know. Hope you guys win the thing.
He sounded like he was talking to an acquaintance, one he didn't even like very much. Rishi swallowed and rubbed the back of his sweaty head.
Yeah, I'm gonna take a shower too. We'll go to dinner and then we can figure out when I'm going to drive you back.
Ashish sprawled on the bed and began to text. He didn't even look up to acknowledge what Rishi had said. Sighing, Rishi got his shower caddy and towel and walked to the bathroom down the hall.
Chapter 42. Dimple. It was 7:20, and Dimple was alone in the lobby. Celia hadn't been in their room, and Dimple hadn't gotten a response when she texted her. So now she sat listening to the laughter and chatter of the other students, all getting ready for a Saturday night out, or in some cases. Jose and Tim had just had pizza delivered. They said they were gearing up for a marathon weekend coding session. She texted Rishi a minute ago, but hadn't heard back yet. So it was probably now or never. Dimple took a breath and opened the email app on her phone. She had a draft saved. She'd written it after her shower, but hadn't had the courage to send it yet. The cacophony of voices faded to a dull hum as she began to read what she'd written. To Leo Tilden at leotilden.com. From codergirl99@urmail.com. Subject, we met at SFSU Little Comic-Con. Hi, Leo. I'm not sure if you remember me, but we met at SFSU's Little Comic-Con event a couple of weeks ago. I was with a boy, Rishi Patel, who was dressed in a costume you commented on, a thick brocade kurta, silk pants, and a hand-painted mace. You asked him if he had any sketches to show you, and he said no. He said he wasn't dressed as anyone special. But here's the thing. He was lying. You've been Rishi's idol forever. He's watched every single video you've ever made and pored over every single comic you've ever drawn. I'm a coder. I love everything to do with coding and technology. It's a passion. But for Rishi, art is so beyond that. It's who he is. It's part of him. Ink and blood flow together through his body. And that's what scares him. He thinks he loves his art too much. He's afraid of it consuming him. But I think for him to let it go to waste, to never share it with the world, is what we should all be really afraid of. Because I truly think his art could change the world. Anyway, hope that's not too melodramatic. At LCC, Rishi was dressed as Aditya, an Indian sun god superhero he's been working on since he was 15. I'm attaching some of his sketches here. I hope you'll see what I see when I look at them. Rishi's email address is platpanicfan@urmail.com. Thanks. Dimple Shah. Dimple had already attached the pictures she'd taken. All that was left was to press send. She took a deep breath. Her finger hovered over the button. Rishi would freak if he knew what she was doing. But he needed help. He needed a tiny nudge over to the other side to show him what he was missing, what he could have. His parents weren't going to do it. Ashish wouldn't do it. That left her. Dimple wasn't doing Rishi a favor. She was doing the world a favor. So she pressed the button and listened to the swoosh that meant it was on its way to Leo. Dimple sat back, trembling slightly, half afraid, half ecstatic. The background noises that had been muted fading back in and crashing over her. There was no going back now. She'd just have to wait and see how this unraveled.
Rishi. The line in the bathroom was long, everyone getting ready for the weekend, and by the time Rishi was finished with the shower and brushing his teeth, it was 7:30. Crap, he said as soon as he walked into his room and saw the clock on his nightstand. Ashish sprang up from the bed, stared at him for a moment, and then sat back down. Dude, where have you been? Did you text Dimple? Did my phone buzz? Rishi speedwalked over to where his phone was charging, as much as one could speedwalk in a towel anyway, and checked the phone. Besides one, coming down soon, text 10 minutes ago, she hadn't said anything else. Crap, she's probably mad. He texted her quickly. Sorry, line in bathroom was crazy. Getting dressed now. Why didn't you get my phone and text her? Rishi opened the closet door for cover, let his towel slip, and climbed into his boxers and jeans. Oh yeah, because you'd be totally fine with me pawing through your phone. I wouldn't have cared this once. It's a half hour past when we said we'd meet her, Ashish. Come on! Feeling that familiar pulsing annoyance behind his eyes, like an ever-present headache when Ashish was around, Rishi pulled on a light sweater and stepped out from behind the closet door. All right, let's go. They walked downstairs, Ashish weirdly distracted. He kept looking at Rishi, but when Rishi looked at him, he'd look away quickly. What? Rishi asked finally, trying not to snap. Why do you keep doing that? Ashish raised his eyebrows, that perpetual defensive set to his jaw slightly deepening. Doing what? What am I doing wrong now? Breathing too slow? Blinking too fast? Rishi sighed. Sometimes it just wasn't even worth it. They walked out into the lobby, and Rishi's gaze instantly landed on Dimple, like his body immediately sought out where she was. She had her phone in her hand and was turning it end on end, her expression halfway between dazed and happy. Her smile was adorable, just barely there, like she had a secret that was too good to keep to herself. She looked up then, saw him, and dropped her phone trying to stuff it in her bag. Rishi couldn't help the smile that broke out on his face. He was so, so glad that he flustered her just like she flustered him. He loped across the lobby, not waiting for Ashish anymore. Hey, he said when he was close enough, pulling her up gently by the arm. He kissed her nose. I'm sorry it took me so long.
Oh, no problem.
Dimple smiled and pushed her glasses up on her nose, her eyes darting away like she was shy. Probably Ashish, making her uncomfortable about the PDA.
I got your text, and actually, Celia isn't here either. I couldn't find her. Did she come up to your room?
She looked from him to Ashish, who had finally caught up. Rishi shook his head. No, but I was gone so long. He turned to his brother, keeping one arm around Dimple. She didn't come by, did she? Ashish shrugged, like he couldn't be bothered with such banalities at figuring out where Dimple's roommate was. Rishi wondered if he practiced that maddening insouciance in the mirror or if it came naturally. None of the rest of them, Rishi or Papa or Ma, could ever manage casual nonchalance bordering on arrogance. Can we go? I'm starving. Dimple frowned down at her phone.
Yeah, I guess. I texted her, so hopefully she'll text me later and let me know what's up with her. Wonder if she got back with Evan.
They walked out into the chill, Dimple pulling her hoodie on and Ashish blowing out a breath. Man, it's foggy, he said, looking around.
That's just Carl,
Dimple and Rishi said casually at the same time, like wizened San Franciscans. Rishi looked down at her as they burst out laughing. Her eyes shone like wet black jewels. The hoodie almost completely obscured her face. Gods, he wished he could keep her in his pocket. Okay, Ashish said, rolling his eyes. It was in his tone. Rishi didn't have to look at him to know he was rolling them. I don't remember it being like this last year. He said it all affronted, as if Rishi had purposely conjured up the fog to ruin his visit. Funnily enough, Rishi didn't care so much. Ashish's attitude was as annoying as getting your sleeves wet when you washed your hands, but somehow, with Dimple there, it didn't really bother him. It didn't feel as abrasive, as unforgivable. The truth was, Dimple made everything seem softer. She was like a tortillon, a blending brush, melting harsh lines into gentler curves. Rishi put his hand around hers as Ashish trailed behind them, already back to texting and pretending they didn't exist. Your hands are cold. You nervous? He grinned at her, arching an eyebrow villainously, expecting her to laugh and swat at him or punch him in the ribs. Instead, she swallowed, like literally gulped, and smiled much, much too brightly.
No, what? Why would you say that? Nervous about what?
Chapter 43. Rishi. Rishi frowned. Was it just him, or was everyone acting weird tonight? I was just kidding. He squeezed Dimple's hand gently. By the way, I know we were going to do the dining hall tonight, but what do you feel about Portuguese instead? I was thinking maybe Rios. It's a bit of a walk, but Ashish is a total Caldo Verde fanatic, and they make it well, so...
That's fine with me. Dimple said. Celia was supposed to tell me what she wanted, but I guess she's just going to have to deal. If she ever shows up, she sighed.
She's having problems with Abercrombie number 2? Rishi asked, trying to keep the distaste out of his voice.
I think so,
Dimple said, another gusty sigh making her shoulders heave.
I feel so bad for her. They're being totally awful about the talent show, too, and she was all messed up about it. She doesn't take crap, you know, but these people totally unnerve her, I can tell.
She glanced up at him, the edge of the hoodie in the way so he could see only half her eye.
I'll shut up. I know you despise them.
No, I wanted to know. I care about Celia. Maybe Maximo wouldn't mind letting her be on our team. Dimple gave him a grateful smile.
I thought about that too, but she didn't want me to ask. Oh well. I'm sure it'll work out. Maybe she needed the night off to think or something.
Maybe, Rishi said thoughtfully. Hey! He looked behind them to make sure Ashish wasn't within hearing distance. He shouldn't have bothered. The boy was absorbed in his phone again, thumbs and fingers doing a furious dance on the keyboard. It was possible that this wasn't the best time to have this conversation, but the thought had built and built in Rishi's mind until he couldn't contain it anymore.
Yeah?
Dimple looked up at him, chewing on the inside of her bottom lip. That lip. Rishi was fairly certain he could write an epic poem about it. We're leaving in 3 weeks. The fog sucked the tremor of inflection in his voice, and the sentence came out sounding flat, lifeless. Rishi tried again. I mean, Insomniacon's going to be over then. It'll be back to real life. Dimple's voice was tiny when she spoke. She was pointed forward so Rishi couldn't see her face at all.
Yeah, I've been thinking about that, too.
You have? He couldn't figure out whether she was happy or sad or what. It felt like there was a rock in his stomach, slowly grinding away at his internal organs. And what have you been thinking, exactly? She glanced at him then and quickly looked away.
I don't know.
She said quietly. Right. The rock was now on his chest. You don't know.
You're going to MIT. I'm going to Stanford. Those are on opposite coasts.
Each sentence she spoke was devoid of emotion. She sounded like she was reading an instruction manual. Carl the fog burned Rishi's nose, and he felt suddenly, irrationally angry at a weather pattern. Right. He swallowed, his hand still loosely clasped around hers.
He didn't want to be the first to pull away. But was he making things weirder for her? So you're saying...
I'm saying they're on opposite coasts.
Dimple looked at him full on, her eyes searching behind her glasses even as she kept walking.
So it'd be stupid, right? To attempt to continue this?
The way she said it, like she wanted him to argue, made his heart lift. The stomach chest rock shrunk hopefully. She turned back toward the street.
I mean, everyone says long-distance relationships are the worst. Like it's just an idiotic way to go into your freshman year at college, attached to someone.
Right, right, Rishi said, as if he were seriously considering her points. But, I mean, people say all kinds of stupid crap about college. Like, you've heard about the freshman 15, right? She snorted.
Yeah.
Dumb.
Exactly, exactly,
Rishi grinned.
And what about the whole fraternity sorority thing? People actually think joining one of those is the only way to go through college. That's true,
Dimple said thoughtfully.
Like, paying to make friends really deepens the college experience.
Right!
Rishi laughed and looked at Dimple until she glanced at him, too. She was smiling. The rock turned into a blob of warm, gooey honey. He tugged gently on her hand. So... She shrugged.
I guess we can try to make it work or something.
But she was smiling so big, she couldn't finish her sentence as nonchalantly as she'd started it. Rishi grabbed her by the arm and pulled her to him, lifting her up by the waist while she shrieked indignantly. He set her down again and cupped her cold face in his hands, aware that Ashish was now watching them, most likely with a judgy expression on his face. So we're doing it? We're making a serious go of this thing?
As long as this thing doesn't involve Shadi for the next decade,
Dimple said, pushing a finger into his chest. He laughed and kissed her softly, breathing in jasmine and coconut. Dimple Shah, he said, his mouth still against hers. If I get to do this with any regularity, I'll gladly put marriage on the back burner for the next century.
Dimple. Rios was a cozy restaurant with blue and white ceramic tiles lining the walls, cork floors, and windows that looked out over the city streets. Lamps were lit on all the wooden tables, and Dimple sighed happily in the warmth as she fluffed out her damp hair and sank into the velvet booth. Rishi sat beside her, and Ashish plonked into the seat opposite. A small, almost hysterical thrill ran through Dimple as she looked at Rishi's and her hands on the table, side by side. They'd agreed to date. Long distance. Long distance. She'd come to San Francisco, so relieved to get away from it all. Mama and Rithuanti's constant prattle about makeup and clothes and the IIH. And now she was leaving with a serious boyfriend. One her parents had actually chosen for her. One whom she'd flung a cold beverage at the first time they'd met. It felt like forever ago, but really, it had been less than a month. Are you sure about this? A tiny, annoying voice asked, slithering around in the back of her head. Of course I am, she thought, smiling at Rishi in the flickering lamplight. This is good. This is perfect. You just lied to him. That's not what I'd call perfect, the voice said, with a definite passive-aggressive edge this time. But she hadn't really lied so much as withheld information. Sending those drawings to Leo Tilden was a good thing. Rishi would thank her later, when Leo wrote back to confirm what Dimple already knew, that Rishi was a genius. Even if we put aside the lie, which I don't think we should, there's still the matter of this relationship, which you never wanted in the first place. Do you honestly think this is ever going to be a casual thing for you or for Rishi? Are you ready for this? Really ready? Dimple wished the voice would choke on its own spit and die. You okay? Rishi asked, tucking a damp curl behind her ear. Yeah, sure, she replied, sitting up straighter and forcing herself to smile. Why?
You just seem a million miles away. You have since we left the dorm.
He frowned, thick eyebrows knitting together, and turned to Ashish.
As have you. What? Is it something in the water? Something I'm doing?
Ashish glanced at his phone and then drummed his fingers on the table.
What?
He asked suddenly, snapping his head up to look at them. He obviously hadn't heard a single word Rishi had said. Chapter 44 Dimple. Now that Rishi mentioned it, Ashish did seem weirdly out of sorts. Dimple might assume it had something to do with the fact that Rishi and he were fighting, and he might have to go back home when he clearly didn't want to, but he hadn't really started with the weirdness till they were walking to Rios. She frowned and watched him check his phone again. Dimple's phone beeped. Where are you?
Celia, finally, she said to Rishi as she typed back. At Rios. Where have you been?
Her phone beeped again. Long story. Dimple waited, but there didn't seem to be more forthcoming.
Curiouser and curiouser.
Come join us, she typed. Rishi's brother's here, too. Warning, he's very teenagery. Be there in 5.
5 minutes? Had Celia been walking around the neighborhood?
Dimple set her phone face down and turned to Rishi. She'll be here in a couple of minutes.
Oh, he took a sip of his water. Was she already out with the Aber zombies? Everything okay?
Dimple shrugged. A small part of her was glad to have this mystery to distract her from the tiny, annoying voice.
I have no idea, but I guess we'll find out.
Ashish was watching them intently from across the table, but when she met his eye, he looked away. The door dinged, and Celia walked in, looking harried. Her face was flushed from the damp cold, her hair unkempt. She still looked fabulous as ever, in a long fuchsia trench coat and wedge peep-toe booties. Huge beaded hoop earrings sparkled at her ears. She smiled when she saw Dimple and Rishi and made her way over, unbuttoning the trench coat. She looked so effortlessly movie star, Dimple wanted to hate her. But she looked so on edge, her eyes darting every which way, landing on Ashish for a brief second and then on Rishi and then lifting off, that Dimple couldn't bring herself to.
Hey, she said instead. There you are.
Celia hovered by the booth instead of sitting next to Ashish. She walked a step forward and then half turned back toward Dimple.
Can you meet me in the bathroom?
Dimple frowned.
Are you okay?
Just... Celia pointed in the general direction of the bathrooms, a pained smile on her face.
Please?
Dimple nodded and watched her scurry off.
What the heck was all that about?
Rishi asked, staring after Celia.
I have no idea.
Dimple slid out of the booth after Rishi.
I'll be right back.
She hurried to the right corner of the restaurant and walked into the tiny bathrooms. Celia stood watching her in the mirror, her caramel-colored hair all shiny in the recessed lighting. Dark shadows pooled under her eyes. She turned around slowly, her hands in a nervous tangle before her.
What's going on?
Dimple asked, hurrying forward to put her hand on Celia's arm.
Are you okay? Are you hurt? Did Evan do something?
Ashish and I hooked up. Don't hate me.
Celia looked at her, eyes huge, expression tense. Dimple wondered if she was supposed to understand that. Was it French? And then Celia's giant nonsense word began to break apart into smaller, more intelligible ones. Ashish and I hooked up. Don't hate me. Dimple's hand fell off Celia's arm. She stared at her friend, who was easily 5 inches taller in those ridiculous heels.
What?
It's true. Celia paced the length of the bathroom like an upset hen, her open trench coat flapping behind her like a large wing.
I'm sorry, it just happened.
But you don't even know him.
Already Dimple knew this wasn't true. How did she know this? Because Celia, a non-Indian, had pronounced his name
right. Not Ashish, like it was written, but Ashish. Also, and a bigger point, Dimple was fairly sure she hadn't even told Celia Ashish's name. Celia stopped her pacing and looked at Dimple. Except I do. We've met before.
Rishi.
What the heck are you talking about?
Rishi said, staring at his brother. His 16-year-old brother, who was apparently getting more action than him, with girls he barely knew. Who even was this kid? Ashish pushed a hand through his floppy hair. When a curl fell into his eye, he didn't push it away. Rishi wanted to slap it off his head.
Dude, you know I've come to the city before for basketball camp, and that girl's like a party animal. She was at every party I went to last summer.
Rishi threw his hands up.
So obviously when you saw her again, the appropriate first response was to hook up with her. In the time it took me to take a shower?
Ashish looked up at him defensively. We didn't actually do it. There wasn't time for that.
We just did other stuff. You were gone almost 40 minutes.
Rishi groaned and put his head in his hands.
Dimple. How fast did that have to happen? Dimple asked. She was genuinely curious. How did that even work? Did you just, like, say hi and then latch onto each other's faces? Celia groaned and let her head fall back, curls brushing the back waistband of her skinny jeans. Her trench coat was lying discarded on the counter.
I guess. I mean, we had a spark last summer when we met at all those parties, talking and laughing and flirting and texting, but we hadn't acted on it. I had a girlfriend at the time, not serious, but still. So it just felt like we were picking up where we left off, and we knew you guys were expecting us, so that just added, like, an extra thrill.
Dimple made a face. Oh, God, really not interested. There was a silence, and Celia sighed.
I'm sorry. I know it's not cool to hook up with people your friends are related to, even tangentially.
Dimple shook her head. I mean, I just feel sorry for you. She laughed a little. She's a little moody.
Celia frowned a bit. I hadn't noticed that. Besides, don't feel sorry for me. I mean, I'm not planning on doing it again or anything. It's just so awkward. He kept texting me because after we hooked up for a bit, I freaked and realized what was happening and ran away. I couldn't respond except to tell him I was fine. I've just been walking around since, trying to clear my head. I feel so guilty.
Dimple wondered if she'd missed something. Guilty? About what? I told you, I don't care. Celia looked at her with an eyebrow raised.
It's not all about you, you know. Remember Evan? The guy I'm dating?
Dimple felt like she was in the Twilight Zone. You feel guilty about letting Evan down? Evan, who was trying to force you to dance in a bikini with his cousin as the highlight of your part in the talent show? Evan, who's had 1,000 hookups with other girls since you guys got together? She didn't add.
Celia shrugged and fiddled with the thin gold bracelet on her wrist. It's complicated.
Dimple opened her mouth to say that, yeah, in her opinion, misogyny was complicated, mainly because of the way it was integrated into the very fabric of society, which made it hard to see when a guy was being a total D-bag to you. But she closed her mouth again. She said instead, hoping the lilt could be mistaken for sympathy instead of wryness. So what are you going to do?
I don't know, Celia said. I have a feeling, like, even last year when Ashish and I spent time talking and stuff, I got the feeling that it was more than just a hookup thing for him, like, maybe he had a crush on me, so it just makes me feel crappier that I took advantage, you know? He's just a high school kid.
Well, don't make it sound like you're robbing the cradle or something, Dimple said. You just graduated high school. You're 17, he's 16. That's not such a big difference.
There's still a big difference in where we are in life. I'm getting ready to start SFSU in the fall, and he's gonna go off and play on his high school basketball team. She made a face.
Kind of unfair, Dimple thought. If Evan was the yardstick for what made a man, then she'd rather just meet boys the rest of her life. But she held her tongue.
Then just be honest with Ashish, she said. I mean, he's a nice guy. He deserves to know he doesn't have a shot with you at all. And then maybe you guys can move past the awkwardness.
Chapter 45. Rishi. Avoid the topic at all costs, Ashish. The boy was lucky he had a bhaiya like Rishi, who was willing to look out for him. Seriously, if she tries to bring it up, just change the topic. Walk away. I can run interference for you at the table, too. It'll blow over. Really? Ashish said a tad dubiously, which was pretty ungrateful, Rishi thought. Wouldn't it be better just to talk to her? See what she thinks about all of it? Mistake. Rishi shook his head. Big mistake. Look, Ashish, you may be a player, but it sounds like you really like this girl. His brother blushed. Actually blushed, so Rishi continued. And that's where I know what I'm talking about. He gestured to Dimple's empty seat in a need-I-say-more way. Girls don't want to see a lot of neediness. They want to know you're confident, secure in yourself. Celia will come around when she sees that. All of this awkwardness will be gone. He saw a flash of fuchsia on the other side of the pillar in the center of the restaurant. Okay, here they come. Remember what I said. Avoid the topic. Ashish sighed and looked upward, like he was asking the gods for guidance. He doesn't need them, Rishi thought. He has me. Rishi got up so Dimple could slide back into her old spot, and Ashish slid over so Celia could sit on the outer edge of the booth. Celia smiled hesitantly at Ashish, and he smiled coolly back. Rishi gave him a mental thumbs up. He couldn't believe the boy had texted Celia nonstop since she'd left his room. If Rishi had known he was being so uncool, he would have trashed his phone. It just went to show. You could be a player, but really connecting with a woman took smarts. Which, obviously, Rishi had. He squeezed Dimple's hand under the table, and she stuck her tongue out at him and crossed her eyes.
So I'm guessing everyone here knows what happened, Celia said, looking from Ashish to Rishi.
Rishi nodded.
Okay, she said, turning back to Ashish. Look, I'm sorry I ignored your texts. I was freaking out. Maybe we could talk about all of this later, after dinner?
Ashish met Rishi's eye, briefly, and Rishi lifted his eyebrows and surreptitiously shook his head. Ashish cleared his throat. Shredding the paper coaster, he said, maybe there's no need for that. Rishi bit on the inside of his lip to keep from smiling with pride. His little brother, all elbows and knees and Adam's apple, and still learning so much from his bhaiya. Dimple shifted beside him, and Celia frowned at Ashish.
What? Why not? You texted me that you wanted to talk.
Well, yeah, Ashish said. But I was just worried about you. I'm over it now.
Ha! Ha ha ha!
Rishi was so proud of Ashish. And to be honest, of himself.
Dimple. You're over it?
Celia looked a lot more hurt than someone who didn't really want to be with a high school boy, Dimple thought. Her cheeks were flushed and her eyes were bright, like she might actually cry or was seriously considering it. She swallowed and looked at Dimple, who gave her a sympathetic nod. What the heck was wrong with Ashish? If he really liked Celia, and she'd read some of the texts, it seemed like he really did. Why was he being so aloof? He kept darting these subtle glances at Rishi, too. Dimple looked over at Rishi, frowning a little. He was nodding surreptitiously at Ashish, his eyebrows high. What? You wouldn't have something to do with this, would you? Dimple said, louder than she'd intended. Rishi jumped and looked at her, the tips of his ears turning pink. He darted a glance at Ashish and then looked back at her. What? With what? What are you talking about?
Dimple raised an eyebrow and looked at Ashish, who looked back at her with an agonized expression on his face that pretty much yelled, "Help!" "Oh, for... Ashish, if you want to talk to Celia, you should. Right now. You should both go somewhere by yourselves without any interference." Here she looked sternly at Rishi, who hung his head and muttered something. "And just talk." She felt maternal toward them, she realized, which was a shock. Dimple hadn't felt maternal toward anybody in her life, except maybe Papa. Gratefully, Celia and Ashish scrambled out of the booth and out the door. When they were gone, Dimple turned to Rishi and tilted her head. "Really? You gave him dating advice?" Rishi's mouth fell open. "I resent that." She continued staring at him until he conceded with a, "Yeah, okay, I really thought it'd work, though." Dimple laughed and rested her head on his shoulder, reveling in the hard musculature under his skin. "At least your intentions were good." The waiter came over, and Dimple ordered bacalhau gomes de sa, salted cod with onions and potatoes, while Rishi asked for caldo verde without the sausage. When the waiter was gone, Rishi wrapped a hand around Dimple's on the table. She heard the smile in his voice, even though he kept his face turned away, his gaze locked on their enmeshed hands. "I can't believe we're going to make this work long distance." Dimple snorted. "Why, because I'm such a pain in the butt?" He looked at her, his eyes shining. "No, because I..." The pause went on. "Oh, my God. He what?" Was he going to say that? Those three little words? "You..." Dimple stared at him, urging him with her mind. "Poke, poke, poke. Say it, dummy. Because I... do, too." "I do, too," she thought again, her world exploding in color at the sudden realization. "I really, really do." It took everything Dimple had to not burst into a grin and launch herself into Rishi's arms. But Rishi cleared his throat, took a sip of water. When he spoke again, he said, "I'm just really happy we're going to make it work." Dimple smiled half-heartedly, disappointed but eager not to show it. Maybe it was for the best that he hadn't said it. That just complicated things, didn't it? Made them so much more serious? It was crazy enough they were going to do this long distance after knowing each other 6 weeks. "Me too. It's going to be hard, though, you know?" He squeezed her hand. "I know. But we can do it. I mean, we started out this whole thing with you determined to hate me." She laughed. "True. I totally thought you were going to hold me back from winning. But now?" He looked at her from under his lashes, smiling crookedly, and her heart skipped several beats. "Now I know how lucky I am to have you on my team." His smile turned full force then, like he knew she was talking about more than just the web development aspect of it all. "Your papa is going to be so impressed when you win." She took a shaky breath. "I hope so. I really want him to be able to use it, you know? I want him to know how much it means to me, all the sacrifices he's made." "Like what?" Rishi said, and it was clear he wasn't just being polite. He really wanted to know more about her papa. Dimple leaned back in her booth. With her free hand, she played with her napkin. "He had a tough start to his life, but he never talks about it. Mama told me that apparently his dad used to drink and go into these rages. His mom, my dadi, would purposely anger him so that he'd beat her and spare Papa. When Papa was older, he tried to get her to leave, but she wouldn't. And when he got married and he and my mom decided to come to the States, he tried to get dadi to go with them, but she refused. He didn't make very much money at first, but he still sent about half of it home to her. I guess he was hoping she'd sock it away and finally find the courage to leave his dad, but dadi died when I was a baby. No one would tell him for sure how, though. The party line was that she slipped down some stairs." Dimple shook her head. "Papa is this soft, gentle soul, you know?
the exact opposite of me and Mama. I could see how an experience like that could change you, harden you, make you into the monster you hated, but not Papa. If anything, I bet he used it to become a better husband and father. Rishi raised her hand to his lips. He sounds incredible. Dimple smiled at him, reveling in the delicious shiver rolling up her spine at the touch of Rishi's lips. He is. And what about your mama? Dimple shrugged, the shiver winking out instantly. She's mama. She believes my worth is directly tied to my beauty and my ability to land a husband. She doesn't give a crap about my personality or my brains. That can't be right. There's no way she sees what I see and thinks that about you. Dimple smirked. Maybe you need to have a talk with her. I'm sure I'm in for an earful when I go back home. Because we're not getting married, you mean? Yeah. Dimple sighed, her mood darkening at the thought of that conversation. I'll bet there's a part of her you haven't seen yet. Dimple looked up, frowning. What do you mean? Rishi rubbed his thumb over the back of her hand. I don't know. She's your mom, you know? I feel like if you were really hurting or really needed her, she'd be there for you without question. And maybe there's a part of her she hasn't shared with you yet. That's totally not what you expect. Dimple thought that was likely utter BS, but instead she said, yeah, maybe. But tell me about your parents now. The waiter set down Dimple's steaming, fragrant plate of cod and potatoes, garnished with halved boiled eggs. Rishi's soup looked delicious too, though Dimple thought she might have preferred it with sausage. Keeping their hands clasped between them in silent agreement, Dimple and Rishi began to eat.
Let's see. My dad, Papa, he had a tough start, too. His parents died in an accident when he was 6 or 7, so he was raised by this series of relatives who treated him badly. He basically put himself through college, and when he saw Ma, he knew he wanted to marry her. He didn't have parents to go ask her parents for a hand in marriage, so he had to do it himself. And he knew it was unlikely that her parents would go for him, poor, with no family to speak of, so he just went in there and told her dad how much he cared for her. He promised to one day make enough money to give her the lifestyle she deserved. Rishi smiled and ate a bite of potato. Her dad, my Nana, became Papa's biggest fan after that speech. He's the one who helped them come to the States. He even gave them seed money to get Papa's first business started. It went bust, but the relationships he made there led him to coming in on the ground floor of Global Comm.
A true story of the American dream, Dimple said, smiling and taking a sip of her water.
And the Indian dream, Rishi said. Papa gained a real family, which is what he'd wanted. They stood by him from the beginning. He and Ma have this fairy tale marriage.
Is that what you want? Dimple said softly, her palms going sweaty. A fairy tale?
He glanced at her, his ears pink. I'd originally wanted a practical partnership, but now I think I'm getting the fairy tale anyway.
Dimple felt the heat bloom in her cheeks. When she smiled up from under her eyelashes at Rishi, she found him pink-cheeked and grinning too. The waiter tried to foist Tussin de Sioux and Mousse de Chocolatier on them, but Dimple declined for the both of them. I have something for us instead, she said, after Rishi had paid the bill. He'd insisted, even though she tried her best to split it evenly. They walked out into the fog, Dimple's belly heavy and full of hot food. She zipped up her hoodie just as Rishi buttoned up his coat, both of them retreating a little farther into the warmth of fleece and heavy cotton. Dimple reached into her bag and pulled out a red cardboard box.
What's that?
Rishi asked, squinting to see in the haze of streetlights the fog had smeared.
These, my friend, are Pocky Sticks,
Dimple smiled as she opened the box and the foil package inside, sliding three of the chocolate-covered sticks into Rishi's palm.
Delicious. Just the right amount of biscuit and chocolate, light as air.
She watched as Rishi bit into one, her gaze automatically riveted on his mouth, her cheeks heating.